Thanks, Don. Commodity prices remain strong, but margins are being squeezed by high input costs. Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association Executive Harrison Weber says that means agriculture will need more out of that next farm bill.
You know, it might be strengthening the safety net with crop insurance. It might be some other tweaks in the way different programs are administered. But collectively, I think agriculture as a whole is going to be going to Congress and asking for more, definitely.
To be successful with the next farm bill, the sugar beet industry needs to build coalitions.
We only have 1.1 million acres across the United States with sugar beets. And certainly our growers are all raising corn, soybeans, wheat, barley, you name it. And so we certainly want to continue our strong relationships with those other commodity groups. But we also work with a lot of non-traditional crops, at least in our growing region. So we work with folks like the cotton folks, the rice folks, the peanut folks. And so we work with those, we form those alliances as well. And I think that really helps us, that helps the entire agriculture coalition because, you know, we're raising crop across the United States. And at the end of the day, a farmer is a farmer.
And